Siegel in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
I knew that Chris Rock was set to host the Oscars, and he called it the White BET Awards. I saw that happened over the weekend. It is funny, and that's basically what it is, which is fine. BET has their own awards. We can have the Oscars. Who cares? At the end of the day.
BET Awards is something that I've not watched, but do they, and I have to say, just as it's in my head, that do white people get nominated for things in the BET Awards? Or is it just strictly African-American? I don't know. I don't want to sound dumb and ignorant on that question, but it's just something that pops in my mind.
I don't know if... That would be a shame if it's like all Iggy Azalea at the BET Awards.
But it's
Eminem, Iggy Azalea.
But you know what I mean? I think that's funny that he's done that.
Yeah,
but,
who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
It's so that happened. I don't think Chris Rock he wasn't complaining about hosting. He just said that's what it is, and he's a comedian.
Chris Rock.
He's joking about that. Yeah. But stars are actually boycotting the Oscar Awards, and I would like to know what you think on this. Is there a divide in races that as much in the UK as there is here?
A little bit, yeah. But the difference in the UK is that the divide is between Muslims and stuff like that.
And everybody else.
That's the divide there. More than anything else.
Like, there seems to be a lot of... I know growing up near Camden, there's sections, right? There's the white section. Mm-hmm. There's the African-American section. There's the Hispanic section. In towns, even.
Yeah.
That even growing up in St. Vincent, it was East Riverton, which was the African-Americans.
But why does that happen? Like, why does it have to be sections? Like,
I don't...
Because I think there's good and bad in everyone. Trust me. There's as many... white dirtbags as there probably is African-American dirtbags. It's the same with everybody, or Asians, or whoever. You know what I mean? There's good and bad in everybody. Like, I don't know why there has to be, look, you go over there to the right, you stay over there to the left. I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, I've never been one to be like, oh, there's, I'm the only white person here. I've been the only white person. I lived in Kentucky. I actually hung out with mostly black girls. Saquana, I mean, it... And I went to a barbecue. I was the only white girl, and her uncle called me a cracker, I think. I don't care. Like, if I got mad, it wouldn't be beneficial to me right now anyway. So
that's funny.
Yeah, we're gonna let that slide. No, but I really didn't care. But
no.
So when you see the Oscars, I don't know if this doesn't bother me because I'm white, but they said for 2 years in a row, it's only white people nominated.
Okay.
Is that done on purpose, or is that just how the roll of the dice? I really don't know. 424-1234. You have Spike Lee, Jada Pinkett Smith, who say they're boycotting the ceremony. And I know Spike Lee is a director, but Jada Pinkett Smith, she's not. Oscars are for movies, right? Not TV. It's for movies.
Yeah.
Has she been in a movie?
Gotham was the last thing on TV that I saw her in. I can't think of any movies off the top of my head. Hi Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this? Hi Eagle. Nope. Okay.
That's the uncle from the barbecue. He's like, I told you not to tell anybody that story.
But it all boils down again, I think, that everything has to be a problem. Like, if there's been a whole...
But don't you think it's suspect that 2 years in a row, it's just all white people?
No, I don't think so. It's just how that rolls. It just depends how... It depends how directors...
Wasn't it a huge movie last year, 12 Years a Slave?
I guess it just depends how it rolls with the directors. Hi, Eagle, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. What do you think?
Well, Amy, I grew up in Blackwood, right near where you grew up.
Okay.
And I feel the same way as you. Why is it that we have all these little groups all the time? I know when people immigrated to America, that's how it started, but we've moved on from that. And just to say, that this is okay, think of the All-Star game. Like, think of the basketball games. How many white guys do you see picked for that? Nobody's complaining about that.
I just went to the Sixers game. And there was a little white kid, McConnell, I think, is his name, on the Sixers. I'm like, that's affirmative action because he does not belong on this team. And as somebody who is supportive of Philly sports, I would like the best team possible. And if you could replace the 5'2" white kid with somebody with talent, I would like that.
Exactly. So I don't know. I mean, we each have our own talents. Let's celebrate them instead of always causing some kind of uproar.
Thank you so much for checking in this morning.